Okay, so thank you everybody for joining us on the call today. I'm going to hand over to Sarah shortly. Those of you who haven't met Sarah yet, Sarah's our Global President for Revive, and she'll take you through the call this afternoon. We just ask, because there are a few people on the call, we just ask that if you have any questions that you wait until the end, and then we'll come to each of you individually and just ask for input and feedback at that stage. Otherwise, I think it'll be quite disjointed. So hopefully that's okay with everybody. And Sarah, I'll hand over to you.
Okay, great. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody for attending today. I appreciate that we are all on separate time zones. I would really like today to be the introduction to a discipline from Revive and from Revive Global Board that we have all partner calls on a monthly basis. Today, obviously, we are focusing on brand. We are really entering a very exciting period of time for Revive. So I think if there was ever a time that we really come together as a Revive family, I think the discipline from here on will be great.
Sorry, just to interject, could we get everyone to mute their microphones? There seems to be a lot of
That's fine. The first 30 minutes, will probably 20 minutes, will definitely be me speaking, so I agree. So I'll just repeat that very quickly. I would really like this to be the start of a new discipline for Revive. I believe having now a monthly all-partner call will be hugely beneficial to you as our partners, and also to Revive and the entire team and our global board to drive the decisions, the investments that we make going forward. Today is all about brand, and I think from the people that I see on the call, we have had, when there have been opportunities, some conversations in terms of what we are going to be doing going forward, so there may be a little bit of repetitive information there for a few of you, but I want to start this session from scratch. Sorry, Julia, it just looked like two people joined and then dropped off. So you don't need to answer me, but I will keep an eye on it from here. So I think what the starting point is here is that... Sorry, it looks like two people have now fallen off the call. Nobody needs to answer me. Let me just check that everybody is actually working for us here.
Yes, it's working for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I will continue. So what I wanted to achieve today was that I can give you an introduction to the new team. You're all aware that Revive has made a significant investment this year in the start of building our own in-house brand agency. So we'll do some quick introductions. The objectives really for me today are that by the end of the call, you'll understand the role of the new brand team. You will understand a little bit more about my vision for you as our franchisees and the brand journey that I want you to realise. Our strategic plan as a business for 2018 and 19 from a brand perspective, and then the key enablers we will need from you to be able to deliver against that plan. And hopefully we'll all leave the call excited about all the developments from a brand perspective, and we can move forward, ask some questions, and if there's anything really specific, Julia and I will take that away and pick it up with your country on a one-to-one basis. So I think the starting point is our new brand team. This was a huge initiative from a Revive perspective. Our brand, as you may recall, was previously based in Los Angeles, and we started this journey with one brand director who, as we started to grow across the world, had more and more workloads effectively, and a real learning process for us to understand the different cultures, where we were positioned as a brand, how do we deliver the best brand journey possible for our consumers, for our franchisees, and how do we continuously every day increase the value of the brand. Now, we took the decision that would not happen without investment. We raised £500,000pounds to deploy specifically in every area of the brand, and we started execution of that in July this year. our starting point was building our own agency. And on the call today, we have Andy Windle, who is our senior creative, who will lead the development of the brand team and the continued actual recruitment process as we start to grow that team. We also have on the call today Connor Green. Connor has joined us. He's working for Andy and in a creative role. Connor is on the call today because I think it's very important that as we move forward and we grow our brand team, that there's a great engagement level between the team and our franchisees. And ultimately, the more our new team get to understand the challenges that we face at an international level, the more creative we can be. The development doesn't stop there. We have recruited an additional two people within the team. So by the end of this month, we will be a brand team of four. And the core objectives are that we will build out the agency so that we have specialists in strategic marketing, tactical marketing, digital marketing, and social media. Andy will lead that team, and Andy will report to the board, where the board on a monthly basis are heavily now engaged in the future of the brand. So what will happen from here is during the month of October, the board will come together with the new brand team, where we are going to make some really big decisions in terms of the direction of the brand. And they are things like whether we will facelift the brand, whether we will not facelift the brand, and how we will now work towards achieving our goal, which is by the end of 2019, Revive is recognised as one of the top 20 global world wellness brands. That has always been our goal, and everything that we do from here on is to execute the plan to achieve those objectives. So I think what I would like to do is go a little bit through the strategic plan, because then it will be clear to see how we're structuring the team and how this is going to start to have a really positive impact on our franchises. So the starting point for us is Revive, and that you may hear some kind of repetitive points from me throughout the agenda, but I think everything will become clear, was our starting point was Julia coming out to you all as countries for data. Before we started the journey for the brand, we needed to understand our countries. We needed to understand at really a micro level, if possible, you know, exactly how many therapies we were performing a day, a week, a month. Were those therapies mega boost? Were they intramuscular injections? What are the trends across the world? Which are the most popular treatments across the world? Where do they sit from a demographic perspective? Are we capturing every vertical sector, every market segment that we could be doing from a Revive perspective? And also, what is the performance from a commercial perspective of our clinics globally? Are they highly performing? Do they need support? Everything that you would expect from a situational analysis of a business to determine where we place the investments for the future. So that piece of work was completed at the end of last year. And it was really interesting for us as a board and for everybody that works within the global team, because there's a very clear story in terms of where we need to place our investments. And that is really what the call is for today, to update you on what those investments are, what are the timescales, what you can expect from Revive, and then ultimately the support that we are going to need from you to be able to achieve them. So if we start with the very simple breakdown within the team and we look at strategic marketing, strategic marketing will be where we deploy the majority of our resource between now and the end of this year, and it will continue to be the most significant investment from a brand perspective. So the objective that the team are working to right now is that you will have seen from Revive that in the past we have attempted to do global campaigns. I think the last one that was very structured was Christmas 2017, potentially, because one of the challenges there is the real understanding of what the requirements are at a global level, but also resources. You know, any major brand will campaign, potentially two campaigns, autumn, winter, summer, spring. And we want to ensure that we build out the infrastructure in 2018 so that we deliver world-class global campaigns. We are very, very focused on driving the commercial growth. Julia is on mute right now. If she wasn't, I'm sure she would definitely have something to say, given that this is her core role. The responsibility of Julia within our organization is to drive the commercial growth of our clinics across the world. And one of the challenges has been that there has not been the assets there to do that. And that is critical for you as franchisees to be able to grow your businesses. So what do I mean by that? I mean actual tangible assets that you can use to have conversations with all of the vertical sectors, whether that is sports sector, so bespoke brand collateral to be able to talk to gyms, gyms, fitness, personal trainers. An example would be hotels. One of the campaigns that Connor is working on right now is how do we engage hotels across the world at both an executive level from a Revive perspective and also from a concierge level. So concierge that work in hotels across the world, how do we engage them in the Revive brand in every country in the world? We're going to be performing this piece of work across every vertical sector, whether that's travel, tourism, leisure, hotels, sports, and Julia will lead that from a commercial perspective, ensuring, based on also the data that you provide, an understanding of those markets in the relative countries. And that work has already started. We'll also be investing heavily in videography, in corporate presentations, and if you think strategic, anything that is strategic sales or strategic marketing, you will have the collateral and assets from our new Revive brand team to enable you to have those conversations. So the strategic marketing is a real core focus. We are, and I would say 6 months ago, we started to think about our digital marketing strategy and how we can elevate the brand, drive growth into the clinics.
The organizer has ended this Uber conference. Goodbye.
So, yes, digital marketing strategy. Obviously, future is digital. I think it's been very difficult for Revive to execute and implement a strong digital marketing strategy for a global presence. But equally, local digital marketing is always something that was expected at a local level. Now, all of this starts with us understanding our own analytics. Again, coming back to the data, you all have the opportunity to review the SEO reports that we currently produce on the portal on a monthly basis. Now, that was, again, our starting point, but in a lot more depth of understanding the traffic that is coming into our website, what our quality score with Google is, how the algorithm works, where are we from an SEO perspective, how is that different across the world, is our website reflect? Hello?
Yep.
Hello.
Sarah's gone quiet now.
Sarah's gone.
How bizarre. Let's give her a second. I've just messaged her. Never had the.
Oh, is that you? Yeah. Can you tell me how long you've not been able to hear me for?
Only 10 seconds or something.
That was very bizarre, right? I will just carry on. I'll just keep going.
Okay.
So I was at the point of, do we have a world-class website? The answer to that is no. Now, we also are very aware that from a regulatory perspective, we need to future-proof our business model, and we need to ensure that our website is future-proof from a regulatory perspective. So whilst we could have very easily tweaked our website, we could have tweaked the website, we could have made the website look beautiful, and we could have invested £50,000 to do that, we took the decision last year that we would rather spend £150,000 investment to actually build and develop a world-class website that is optimal from an SEO perspective and for anybody that wishes to invest in pay-per-click, for example, so that we have a very, very high quality score. But at the same time, we want to ensure that we are delivering what is required from a regulatory perspective. Every country in the world is different, albeit 95% of regulations are the same. I guess there's probably 30% that are interpreted different. And I think where we want to be is right up there with global brands, so that when you enter our website, based on your IP address, it recognises where in the world you are. And from that, it can determine, from a regulatory perspective, what should be accessible to you, what should not be accessible to you. And we also recognise the importance of the translation into local languages. So at the same time as we are now, from an aesthetic perspective, working on the brand really being consistent with a world-class brand, we are also doing a piece of work and gap analysis in terms of where we are today and where we need to be. The deadline for scoping out the new website and development is actually the 31st of December, and I am really focused, and the entire team is focused, on delivering that world-class website by January. And that will also incorporate the first stage development of finally a revised.
Sarah, you've gone quiet again, if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're back. You said finally a revive, and then it went quiet.
Finally a revive app. So we will finally be developing our revive app in both Android and iOS. I'll come back at the end of the call in terms of the input that we would want from yourselves with that regard. So if we think digital, we think great. We can't do anything from a digital perspective until that website is developed. The web will be developed, but one of the core objectives that Julia has been leading is how do we provide our countries with, and again, I keep mentioning the word world class, and it would probably be the word that I use the most during this call, because every day that is our focus, to be a world-class brand. And to do that, we need to have a world-class digital marketing strategy. Julia and I have spent significant time over the last weeks to trial different types of digital campaigns, and part of the work that we'll do is to get together templates, effectively, that you can then deploy in your local countries if you wish to. Yeah, you know, we do not enforce as revised.
Sarah, you've gone quiet again.
I don't know what is wrong. I have no idea. I don't know what. All that happens when you tell me I've gone quiet is I change hands.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's really bizarre. So, okay, I'll carry on. So from a digital perspective, website application, you will have digital marketing templates, you will have analysis on PPC campaigns, whether they've been successful, whether they've not been successful, if they have, how they were successful, and far more in-depth analysis from an SEO perspective on a monthly basis. So that is strategy, that's a strategic marketing, that is a digital marketing. I'm going to leave practical marketing to last. Social media, again, another investment from a revised perspective. I'm not going to talk about this too much because it is not something that will have an impact on US countries until 2019. It goes without saying that the new brand team will be heavily focused on assets for social, especially from a video perspective. You know, I think everybody recognises the power of a video. We're currently reviewing that in terms of other social channels like YouTube, how we can engage with different audiences through the platforms that are available. And one of the investments that we will make is into video, which I think is great news for everybody. What we are doing is, for 2 years, I must have spoken to at least 20, 25 social media companies across the world. Because the only thing, one thing I want to know is, how do we increase our engagement from a social perspective at a global level? How do Revive become blue tick verified and recognized across the world as having a leading social platform? And for 2 years, the responses from external social media companies have been inconsistent. They have been even inconsistent from a pricing perspective, that it would cost anything from £10,000 to £1 million to get Revive where I want it to be. And the focus is always twofold. It's always, how do we increase the value of the Revive brand? How do we become recognized globally as being the top global wellness provider? But more importantly, for you as franchisees, how do we engage the consumer globally to drive traffic into your clinics? So we have, I've been going through that project since December last year. We have an output now. We have appointed a company, and we are trialing in the next couple of weeks the consolidation of some of our platforms into the global platform. So very simply, in the UK, we currently have, I think, 4 or 5 Facebook accounts. We have 1 Instagram account. We're going to start with Facebook, and we're going to consolidate everything to the global platform. So there will no longer be a Facebook for Revive London, for Revive Manchester, for Revive Cheshire. Everything will be on the @revive.me.com. And that can be quite daunting for you as franchisees, because you would immediately think, oh, well, we won't have control of social media. We are obviously doing this in a way that you would still have full access locally to be able to post your social media content to your audiences. And again, we're trialing this in the UK. So keep your eye out for that, because you will see at the @revive.me Facebook, engagement levels will increase over the next couple of months. Our followers will increase over the next couple of months. And we have a target to be great tick verified within the next 8 weeks. And from there is the blue tick verification process that we're going to go through from a Facebook perspective. Just let me put my notes. So what is the role of the new team? And I think this is why I've left tactical marketing to last, because what we are spending the majority of our time on right now is the tactical marketing request in the Trello system. And initially, when we set up the brand team and we set up Trello and we set up tactical marketing, I think the vision for Revive was that tactical marketing would very much be us approving assets that have been created locally. And of course, for our partners, you guys on the call, the creation of some tactical assets, that might be that you have a very important event that you will be attending, and local marketing need a little bit more guidance in terms of brand theme or the brand palette or the brand colours. But the vision was never for the Revive brand team to spend their days producing tactical assets. I have sat in the brand team office heavily over the last month, and what I see on a daily basis is, I will give you an example, that we have had a couple of clinics in the last couple of weeks that have made over 14 requests on Trello, which are tactical. Now, those requests are things like, can you think of a good leaflet that is for mums and tops and a 20% discount for certain months of the year? Now, as much as I would love our brand team to be able to spend their time and produce those assets, of course, we will never, ever achieve the strategic goals and digital marketing strategy and actually become a world-class brand if that is what a £250,000 investment is going to deliver back to you as franchisees. But I also recognise that one of the reasons there is such a dependency on these assets is because we have not yet delivered all the strategic assets to you as businesses. And that's where I want to change the brand journey for you. So the first thing that will happen is in the next week, maybe 2 weeks, you will receive a welcome pack from the new brand team. And your brand journey with Revive is going to change. You know, I absolutely do not want our relationship from a brand and marketing perspective to be one where the only interaction you have with us from a brand perspective is through the use of Trello. So we will have these calls on a monthly basis. Obviously, they will change in theme, but there will always be space at the end for any other business. And what we will be doing going forward, when you receive your first welcome pack, it will have new brochures. It will have some of the print collateral assets that we've produced for the vertical sector of Hotel Concierge. It will have examples, real examples of print assets that we've produced for global campaigns. But rather than us just place the artwork on the portal, we will be ensuring that every client around the world actually receives some samples as well. And that really, I would say, the day you receive that welcome pack is the day that your new brand journey starts from a Revive perspective. I actually don't quite like talking to myself, but don't take your toes off me. So new brand journey, new team, new direction, huge investment, really brings me to what do we need from you? And I think it's quite simple. We only need three disciplines from every franchise around the world, for any partnership around the world, for us to be able to achieve these goals. If we achieve what I have set out for us to achieve, which is not unrealistic as long as we remain focused, Revive will be in the headlines next year as being that market leader in global wellness. It will be a brand that everybody knows. We have lots of product strategy sessions, as we're going to be doing some exciting things next year for the brand. And these three things seem so simple, but they are absolutely the key enablers for myself and for our entire team to deliver. And that is, number one, the provision of data. Now, you will all be aware that we are going to be rolling out a new system, a global system this year, which will take away the problem. Because once we have a global system, we will have access to data. Until we have that system, Julia is absolutely dependent, when she asks for data, that comes back into the business. And that's not because we're spying on how many megaboos you did on a Tuesday. It's because we need to understand what is happening from a clinic level. We need to understand what the trends are from a product level. We need to see if there's been any spikes as we campaign. We need to analyze that against our website to look at the data and the conversion ratios that are coming in. And that is the critical piece of data that determines where Julia will spend her time in terms of helping you to grow your businesses from a commercial perspective. And it will also be valuable information for me to decide where we place the investment first. So all I can ask is please, when we ask for data, it's for strategic reasons, and you know, your response to that would be appreciated. Second is the use of Trello. So we touched on that slightly. Just to reiterate, please use Trello when there is a need to produce something that is almost strategic, and not use Trello for producing a business card, or, you know, we need to make a change to a business card, or we need to make a change to a flyer, or we need to put a location on there. These are tactical marketing tasks that should happen at a local level. Now, we won't go through country by country today on the call. There's a lot of countries that haven't attended the call today, but Julia and I can pick up separately with you after today's call if you have any concerns around that. And I think the last one is probably the most important, actually, which is the adherence to the brand rules. I do feel we have to take some responsibility as Revive, but we have not clearly communicated our brand book and what is acceptable and what is not acceptable from a brand perspective. But one of the things that you will receive when you get your welcome pack from Andy and the brand team is some really definitive guidelines on brand, definitive guidelines on tone of voice, on what typography can be used, on what brand palette can be used. And, you know, all I can do at this stage, because I'm absolutely sure this is as much of a priority for everybody on this call as it is for me, that we look aligned and we look like a world-class brand. We are a world-class brand. We just need to change a few behaviours to look like one. The last thing I want is that we have 15 clinics that adhere to the brand standards and adhere to the brand, and then we have one country that posts something on social media that can damage the hard work of everybody else. And I'm not saying that we do have any delinquent country right now that does that. As we're making these investments, it's so critical that we are all on the same page. And I think that's the other reason why I want to have this call and have this as a discipline, because it's very easy for me. You know, I know who's in which country. You guys don't actually even know each other and you're part of the same family. So if you know, it's very, very easy to take a decision locally that will have an impact on another country. And I think before we do ALB, that brings me to kind of my last point, in that I do think it is time we all came together, and we all came together as a family, to really have the capability face-to-face to deliver to you all everything that Revive is working on from a strategy perspective. So in the next 3 weeks, you will receive an invitation to our first Revive annual conference. We're still deciding as a board where that location is going to be, but more details will follow on that. Julia, if I can ask you to open back in onto the call.
We're on.
But not to speak. You're on.
Yeah.
So actually, that was my update today, and I think what I really want everybody to take from that is that you don't hear from me often, first and foremost, and that's not because actually I'm traveling extensively, but it's because every single day as a board, we are focused on the execution of not only the brand strategy, but our global strategy to ensure that the investments that you have made and the investments we have made, we're all going to see a very, very attractive return on those investments. So I think what Julia wanted to do to close today's meeting was to just understand, Julia, am I correct? If there is any, did you want to cover off the Christmas input?
Yeah, I guess we are not looking to do, as you said, a really structured and timelined campaign around Christmas, because when we have done that previously, we didn't see a massive return on it. But we will be providing some seasonal, festive or wintry sort of imagery and collateral that people can use on social media. And I guess we just wanted to ask each of the countries on the call if there was anything specific that they needed or anything that they'd liked in the past that they wanted us to replicate, or equally anything that they'd seen in the past that they wanted us to avoid.
Yeah, maybe just because of the background noise and echo on the call, it might be better for the two pieces of information that we need if they can be picked up separately and maybe emailed over. Do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy. We're recording this anyway, so I'll email out the recording. And then I'll also I can also put the request for information in the email.
Yeah. So I think there was two things. There were two key actions. One was the Christmas asset, what is important to you as countries. And the second was the conversation. Well, it wasn't actually a conversation, it was Sarah talking. The topic on websites. This is the time that we need to understand if there is anything that we have missed in terms of local regulations from a website perspective. Now, we have done our own due diligence, and we are taking what we believe is correct from the authorities that we speak to, but they won't be local, in many of your cases, local authorities. Our guidance comes from the MHRA in the UK, We look at EU regulation, and I liaise with the World Health Organization in terms of the global marketing standards from a medical perspective. So there may be things. So, for example, Jenny, I know you're on the call now. We had to make some changes to our website last year, take certain wording off there for Hong Kong specifically, because it was not perceived acceptable in Hong Kong. If you are aware, and that's all I will say, there might be things you're not aware of, but if you are aware of anything at a local level, if you can kind of put your hands up, shout, and we can take that into account at the point we start the technical specifications for the new website. We have lots of discussions and a very large board meeting coming up where the board are completely committed to making all of the decisions that we've talked about today and actually moving forward. So I think if I could summarise the entire call today, it is that Revive is making significant investments. We are absolutely focused on driving the commercial growth of your businesses. And 2018 is, I would say, fix the basics. I believe the basics are fixed, but it's to make sure that that foundation in the ground is absolutely solid. And 2019 is focused on the growth of the brand and, you know, a hugely successful year for everybody. So that's everything from me. Does anybody have any questions for me directly? If not, then we can all follow up by email. Julia, anything from your side?
No, I don't think so. Nothing else from me. Like I say, I'll follow this up with the issuing the recording and just documenting what the actions will be for people.
Okay. Jenny here.
Hi, Jenny. Yes,
hi. Just very quick. It's great to hear about all the exciting stuff that you're doing from a marketing perspective. What would be useful is to get a time frame or a timeline of when things will happen to sort of manage my expectations and know what to prepare for and what's coming up.
Yes.
Can we have a sort of a more detailed summarized timeline?
I think that's a really reasonable request, Jenna. My timeline for everything is December. but obviously, things will fall in and out between now and the end of the year, and in all of the things that we discussed now, it will be April 2019 before everything's completed. But I think, you know, it's a good question. But Julia, I agree with Jenny that we should send out to everybody more tangible in terms of this is what will happen in October, November, December, January, February, March, April, etc. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, sure, we can pull that together.
Yeah. That's fine. Andy, if you can pick that up and you and I can discuss that with Julia and we can send that to everybody.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Jenny. Good point. Anything else? No? Okay. Well, on that note, I would like to say it's fabulous to talk to everybody, but obviously I feel like I've been talking to myself. So I'm actually going to think about how we do these calls to make them more interactive in the future, because it's very important to me now that I am visible to you and accessible to you. But for now, thank you for your time. Thank you for attending, and I will speak to you all soon.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, Julia.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Ciao.